Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rhino Knows Sports. I'm your host, The Rhino, and I just wanted to share with you guys as we start off on this journey is that thank you all so much for listening and continuing to share and reshare and continue to tell people about this podcast. I've really enjoyed being able to do it, and I really enjoy being able to help kind of guide people along on these paths. We've been bouncing around to different storylines, different parts of sports. And right now we're in probably one of the best times of sports. And to me it is because it's my favorite sport. It's basketball. And right now we've got the NBA and the WNBA going on. WNBA is about to be starting up real soon, and the NBA has already started up. The NBA is in their playoffs. This is the most important podcast, so don't miss it, because I'm going to break down every matchup in about as much time as I can, because this is all we have in store. I really want to break this down. So currently, congratulations to the Philadelphia 76ers winning in overtime against the New York Knicks. And the Cleveland Cavaliers have won. So those are the games I have updated up for you so far. And currently, we're in the third quarter of Indianapolis and Milwaukee. Milwaukee's up by 10 in the third quarter. So we are in the middle of the playoffs, and there is a lot of stuff happening within the playoffs. There is so much that can be potentially happening within the playoffs that you sometimes don't even know what is the potentialities of the playoffs. And the only way I can surmise it is by breaking down every matchup that we have in store. So you got Boston Celtics versus the Miami Heat. Boston Celtics versus Miami Heat. The Celtics are up 3-1 against the Miami Heat. As it heads back to Boston for Game 5, which is on May 1st, there is so much that can be happening and so much that could be different. And there's a lot of key things, like Boston has had a hard time getting over the Miami Heat. Miami Heat have been kind of like this ultimate team that nobody's been able to stop. And they've been up in runs all the time. So now we've got Boston Celtics and Miami Heat. And Boston Celtics look like they're about to rampage through it, but you can never count the Miami Heat out. So I'm picking Miami Heat to win again, and I also see Miami winning the Friday game at Miami. I see them winning back-to-back because I think it's going to go down to Game 7 because the Celtics keep thinking in the back of their minds, what if they turn it on? What if the Miami Heat are good again? So there's just a lot that can happen there. Then you have the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers. They are already 3-2. And the Knicks are currently in lead with the Philadelphia 76ers. But the 76ers are starting to roar to life. They're starting to put their teams together. So I would definitely not count out the 76ers. The Knicks are very new to this game. It's been a long time since the New York Knicks have been around. And it's been like since the 50s and 60s, maybe early 70s, since the New York Knicks have been like relevant when it comes to the NBA playoffs. So you see these teams kind of dropping in that are coming out of nowhere. These Knicks are pretty good, but you got to understand the 76ers are built to play. They have rested all their pieces. All their pieces are coming back healthy just in time. So they're coming back with a fiery passion, ready for this. And then you have the game that's going on currently right now, which is in the third quarter and Milwaukee's still up ahead in that one. But it's the Indiana Pacers versus the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Pacers won the last game, but currently the Bucks are ahead right now. So we don't know what can happen with that, but currently the Bucks are, well, the Indiana Pacers are up 3-1, and the Bucks look like they're going to win another game. So looks like we got a couple games on us, and looks like that one's going to be a decent matchup, and I would definitely pick the Bucks to win this game at least. But I could also see Indiana. They look like they're built to last, and I would put Indiana above the Bucks because the Bucks are just too hurt right now. Bucks are just, they're just losing pieces left and right, and you can't do that in playoff time. Then you got the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Orlando Magic. Cleveland Cavaliers lead the Orlando Magic 3-2. And I can see the Magic winning game 6, and I see this going into game 7. Each of these teams is super young. They're still learning how to win. They're still learning how to play these games. But I think Cleveland Cavaliers got more of the star power, so I'm picking the Cavaliers to win it. Now, we're going over to the Western Conference. So the Eastern Conference just got done. All those 8 teams, they're the only 8 teams that can be in the playoffs from the Eastern side. Now we're going over to the Western Conference. This is where the Western Conference is at. You have the Oklahoma City Thunder defeating the New Orleans Pelicans. They swept the New Orleans Pelicans. Looks like the Oklahoma City Thunder are in it. They are in it and ready to win it. And that is one game already in the books. And the Nuggets have taken down the Los Angeles Lakers. So the Nuggets are in it. They're in the second round of the NBA playoffs. And the Minnesota Timberwolves have defeated the Phoenix Suns. They swept them. That is 3 straight sweeps. Unbelievable. This Western Conference, the teams at the top are looking to dominate. And we have the most even keel series of them all. The Dallas Mavericks have tied the LA Clippers. It's 2-2. Going into game 5 at LA, I can see the Clippers. I want the Clippers to win that one. Then I want Dallas to win game 6, and game 7 is going to be tough. It all depends on which star power. I've already seen that some players are out for this series. That can be a real factor when it comes to these games. If Doncic is out or if Kawhi Leonard is out, that could mean very devastating consequences for either team. Each of these teams is determined to have these players together, and they need to have these players in order to make this happen. So, what are you guys seeing so far? Well, each of these teams is coming out to play. Each of these teams wants to. Obviously, you can see by the first 3 of the Western Conference, those teams want to make it to the second round. Oklahoma City Thunder took down the Pelicans as quick as possible. Denver Nuggets took down the LA Lakers as quick as possible. Minnesota Timberwolves defeated the Phoenix Suns. Like, there's so much sweeping in the Western Conference because it looks like the bigger teams up top are built to last. Each one of those teams is built. So, we need to be prepared for what this NBA playoffs is going to be. It seems like the Eastern Conference is having a little difficulter time kind of finishing off their opponents. The Eastern Conference looks like it's coming down, and some teams are trying to win it all, and other teams are not trying to win it all. Other teams are more evenly matched, like the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Orlando Magic, for example. Even potentially the Indiana Pacers and Milwaukee Bucks seem evenly matched, pending if the Bucks win tonight. And even the Knicks and 76ers. 76ers are starting to put some wins together. All of these games can be matterful, and each one of them could have potential. It's going to be a dogfight for the East. But for the West, you have your pick. You have the Nuggets, who are just dominant and have been consistently dominant. You have the Timberwolves, who have just been the Young Bucks, and they can look like they take the town. And now you got this Young Buck Thunder, but I don't trust the Thunder yet. Thunder haven't shown me enough. Thunder, show me something. Show me something in these playoffs. That's what I want to see from you, Oklahoma City Thunder. And moving forward, I can see each of these teams having a humongous potential on their well-being and on their potentials. Anyways, thank you all so much for listening. And keep listening, because I'll keep you guys updated on the latest playoff updates as I get them aware to my attention. Each one of these is a meaningful game. Each one of these games could potentially mean win or go home. So thank you all so much for listening, and keep tuning in. Keep telling your friends and family about this podcast, and keep coming back, because this podcast is only going to get better as we get more teams out and eliminated, which means we'll have more teams eliminated, but then we'll also have more teams in the playoffs, because the playoffs are coming down to the wire. Have a good night, everybody. Good night.